Iraq, is there a risk that the country might slide backwards into the worst of the sectarian bloodshed that has killed tens of thousands since the US-led invasion in 2003? That's the question some are asking, following a spate of bombings there against mainly Shiite targets in recent weeks. The overall level of violence has fallen sharply in Iraq over the past year, but militant groups are still capable of carrying out frequent attacks. US troops pulled out of Iraqi cities and towns last month. But how secure can the future be for the Iraqi population? And especially for the beleaguered Christian community, who became the targets in the past of so many attacks mounted by Islamic militants. That's a question my colleague Lydia Kane put to the Latin Rite Archbishop of Baghdad, Jean Sleiman. He says many of the Iraqi Christians are still fearful of their security, but says the situation inside the nation has greatly improved of late, and there are grounds for hope.
They're frightened, but I want to tell them the tactics of politics change. They have to be a little bit patient, and if they really analyze the providence was there, they have been protected. If you compare the bombings and the results, you see really the hand of the providence. It can have, we could have more casualties, more destructions. I think the help of providence.
What about those Christians who have left and would like to come back but still feel that they can't? They still feel that the security situation means that they can't return?
Really, as churches, as Caritas, we are trying to do something to help those who are still in Iraq, as those who desire to come back. We are focusing on development to help these people. We are very challenged. Now, I think we have to be more optimistic. Sure, we have from time to time violence again, but generally the situation is better, and we enjoyed this year a time of peace, and it helped us to think on rebuilding, not only on taking care of ourselves. So it's also a message for Christians not to lose their hope.
There's been a lot of changes recently in the country. The American troops have pulled out a lot of their troops out of the country.
Yeah.
How is that affecting the daily life on the ground in the country? And do people feel now that they it's their own country now, that they can govern themselves?
I think the daily life is the same, but the results are more politics than in the daily life. Politically, many Iraqi can be proud. We begin to be more free, to be more responsible of their country.
Finally, Your Grace, of course, we had the terrible tragedy of many, many, many priests that have been killed, but also Archbishop Rao, who was found dead last year.
Yes.
He left a legacy of someone who really wanted to promote dialogue between
yes.
between different communities. Again, is that something that you'd like to work towards?
I think Archbishop Rahu is a victim of the fight for dialogue, for unity, the unity of Iraq, and it's a very important message. I hope all Iraqi leaders will hear this, to remain united, to deal with the political actions peacefully. They have rules, they have constitutions. So they have all to deal with politics as democratic nations. But it's important not to forget their unity and not to act only for their own communities or their ethnic or religious communities. It isn't a good future for Iraq, these divisions.
The Latin Rite Archbishop of Baghdad, speaking to my colleague Lydia Kane.